Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexander location is now open and taking appointments. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 15th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
A three-man show this week. EB is out on a vacay, I believe a staycay, but he is out. But he is happy because it is a victory Monday here on the Junkies. The Redskins take care of business at home. It felt like one of those games. I'm bitter I wasn't brave enough to pick them. I told Cakes this. I tweeted out. It just feels like this is one of those games where the Redskins win where, you know, they kind of shouldn't. Monday Night Football, they get crushed.
Yeah.
They got no Chris Thompson. They got no Jameson Crowder. The defense looked abysmal.
Yep.
Against the Saints. Facing the number one rushing team in the NFL, team that had won three in a row. And the Redskins end up winning. But it's what they do.
Because it's the NFL. That's what it is.
Specifically Jay Gruden. He's 15-6-1 in the last 3 years in this sort of spot, coming off a loss. And he did it again. He rallied the troops. He got the Redskins to play a good enough game at home to get a win.
And what did we say last week? We said the Redskins aren't a come-from-behind team, right? They're not a quick-strike offense.
Right.
They build a lead. And they did in this one. What was it, 17-0? I mean, they can hang on and win those type of games. And they did. I mean, Alex Smith wasn't great. Nobody was great offensively. I mean, Peterson had a nice game. But, you know, it was just good enough to win. And a win's a win in the NFL. And you got a winning record.
3-2 atop the NFC East to have the Cowboys next. We'll open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines at 800-636-1067 if you want to give us a call early. It's pretty simple. Cakes and I talked about this during our pregame show from Glory Days Grill in Manassas. When Adrian Peterson has a good game, they win.
Yeah.
He had 96 yards in week one, they win. He had 120 yards in week three, they win. He goes for 97 yards yesterday. In my mind, kind of underutilized. And they win.
He is your ultimate boom or bust player for the Redskins. The Redskins go as he goes. If he gives a solid performance, there's a good chance the Redskins are going to get the win. And another solid performance by the defense. Unless this Redskins defense is facing a top five, super high-octane offense like the Saints or the Pats or the Chiefs like we saw on display last night, this team could get wins with this defense. Now, they laid a big egg on Monday night in the Superdome, but they shut down a pretty high-powered offense in the Panthers that was routinely scoring in the 30s in their last three
weeks. Well, and also the Panthers weren't very good in this game, let's be honest. I mean, they had three turnovers. DJ Moore fumbled twice.
Yep.
The first one set up the first touchdown. Cam threw an awful pick. I mean, and they turned the ball over three times.
He was hit on that pick.
Okay, well, still, I mean, it's a turnover.
I know, but that's not necessarily on the quarterback. He's making a throw and Payne hits him.
Cam Newton wasn't very good yesterday.
No, he wasn't great.
I mean,
I would credit the defense more than I discredit the Carolina Panthers. The Redskins, and again, Cakes and I talked about it. We said the Redskins defense is looking great statistically, but they haven't had any impact plays. Well, yesterday, Josh Norman gets his first interception in 20 games.
Yep.
He punches out a football. The defense had some impact plays in the game.
Yeah. Look, Washington should have won the game. They dominated the game. You can't lose to the Panthers when they turn the ball over three times. You just can't. And they didn't. They took advantage of it.
And we talked about this all week. Why wasn't Jordan Reed getting the ball? Jay Gruden made a concerted effort. Alex Smith connected with Jordan Reed, also with Vernon Davis. The strength of that team in the passing game is not the wide receivers.
Well, that's been blatantly obvious since the beginning of the season.
So they involved the tight ends a little bit more. Did hit Paul Richardson for the second touchdown pass, but that offense works when they are a front-running team, when Adrian Peterson gives them the running game, gives them the balance. You can't have Alex Smith drop back 45 times and expect him to win a game.
No, that's
not. This is the type of game that they can win.
But
the
offense, you almost don't even want him to drop back 36 times.
No. I would say 28 to 30 is his sweet spot for attempts. By the way, he's 25th in the league in yards per attempt. So it's obvious he's not pushing the ball downfield. But look, that's the way this offense works, that the 2018 version of the Skins offense works. And
it's tough to push the ball downfield when your receivers don't get open. They took a shot at Josh Doctson.
Yep.
He was blanketed. Let's be real. He gets no separation.
I was surprised he was targeted as much as he was. They threw to him, and I hit seemed the like over. A half a dozen times.
We did over-under on the pregame, and I hit the over on his number of catches.
Well, we should just do yards, because it was four catches for, what, 28 yards?
I mean, I have three here, for 20.
Three for 20.
Oh, three for 20. You know what? Yeah. I gave him that one they took away with the penalty. Poor Josh Doctson had a catch, then they took it away.
Yeah, it was ripped away from him. By the way, something the Skins need to shore up going forward, they haven't scored a touchdown in the second half the entire season. Yeah. They just don't. They don't score touchdowns.
Did they
in the score second
garbage
half.
One against New Orleans? They I mean, haven't maybe. Scored a meaningful one. I do know that.
I mean, I'll double check it, but stat I have is that they don't score second half touchdowns.
It's an ugly offense through five games. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, they've scored 106 and they've allowed 104. I mean, they're playing basically.
I mean,
nail
you watch
biters.
Some of these teams in the league and they just go the up and down game. The field, up and down the field, and play, I mean.
That's just look, not the way they're
that's just not
built.
The way they're going to be. Yeah. They're not going to win games that way.
You do watch
they're
some
win
teams
games this
do
way.
That. Yep. But then you also see teams like the Tennessee Titans who got sacked 11 times by the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm not saying every team is explosive. I'm just saying this is an ugly offense. There's plenty of ugly offenses in the NFL. But this is the way they're going to win games.
I'd give them a little
ball
more
control,
credit. It doesn't sound like you're giving them that much
turnovers.
Credit.
I think
you got to give them a little more credit. You have no Chris Thompson, who was your leading receiver. You have no Jameson Crowder, your number one slot receiver. They did enough offensively. And the defense, as bad as they looked against New Orleans Saints, if you just look overall, look, if you said before the game, the defense is going to hold them to 17 points, you'd think you're going to win the game, right?
Sure.
And
absolutely.
So you can nitpick certain things on defense. I know that Pete Medhurst was talking about this in Washington Football Wake Up. It is true. Preston Smith. And Cakes is going to say contract year. And Ryan Kerrigan, they're not getting sacks. They're not getting home. But you give up 17 points, you hold a team that's averaging 154 yards rushing to half of what they normally get rushing the football.
Yeah.
And it looked like early on when McCaffrey has his first two rushes that they were going to have a big rushing game.
He was getting
game.
Chunks early.
But they figured out a way to shut him down. He ended up with just 20 yards.
I give him credit for winning the game, but it's an ugly offense.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
It just is.
They're winning ugly. They've gotten to three wins by winning ugly. That's the formula with Alex Smith at quarterback. It just
I mean, when your quarterback throws for 160 yards.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the Alex
when
Smith
when you don't score
in
a touchdown
City.
In the second half. Yeah, I mean, it's just ugly. But they got the win. And I'll give credit to them.
Big drive in the fourth quarter after the Carolina Panthers get within 3 points. You're starting to think, oh, no. And it would have been nice if it was a touchdown drive, but there's about 8.5 minutes left. They get the ball back. They put together a 10-play drive that eats up a lot of clock. They have to settle for a field goal. Dustin Hopkins delivers. But that really was the difference because Carolina moved into field goal range, but they needed a touchdown.
Correct.
And on that last play, even though Kerrigan's not getting home, Kerrigan did push the lineman into Cam's arm.
What was that play? I didn't like the play.
It looked like an out pattern.
It just looked like it had no shot of being completed. And
ran a lot of comebacks and outs.
Yeah.
Like long routes. The Norv Turner offense is different than a lot of the offenses you see in the league now, which are three-step drop, five-step drop, balls out of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's got receivers running long comeback patterns.
Yeah, and I was surprised that they were able to contained McCaffrey in the run game because McCaffrey's had some pretty big games in the
he
run.
He has.
Game.
I was stunned by that. 20 yards rushing, by far his lowest output of the year.
Yeah. I mean, how many total touches did McCaffrey have? 15? Yeah, they like to get him the ball a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, give credit to the Skins defense. They were a big part of this victory, and that sets up a huge game against the Cowboys.
Just a monster with the Cowboys coming
and
to
again,
town.
You don't know what to expect in the NFL. Did anybody expect that result from the Cowboys-Jags game?
No.
Impossible. I mean,
now, Bortles is terrible. He is. He's awful.
He's really bad.
They need a legitimate run game to win games, but, you know, I did not expect that.
Dak ran for 80-plus yards himself.
Probably his best game of the year.
And then Cole Beasley, I guess they finally figured out, you know what, we just don't have great outside receivers. We're just going to feed it to Cole Beasley.
Right, plus you stay away from Jalen Ramsey in a good chunk of that game by going to your slot receiver. So give the Cowboys credit for coming up with a good game plan.
I could not believe when I saw the updates on that game.
I mean, it was kind of shocking.
But again, we said this last week, the NFL is just schizo.
Yeah, I can't figure it out.
I mean, the Bears is one of the best defenses in the league. Lose to Brock Osweiler.
I said during the pregame yesterday, go and liquidate everything you have and bet it on the Bears just to win. I mean, it's uncanny for me this year. I said it with the Vikings-Bills game, and I doubled down yesterday with the Bears-Dolphins on the news that Osweiler is getting the start.
You're 0-2.
0-2. I would have been in what you would have called back in the day, debtor's prison.
I'm so bitter I wasn't brave enough to pick the Redskins.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
Because it just felt like one of those games where they surprise you. But this is the thing. Jason said this last week, and I wonder if Redskins fans feel the same way. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You said last week they're going to go 6-6 the rest of the way.
So they
win this game, and they've got Dallas and the Giants. EB said both those games are winnable, and I agree. They're winnable games. Dallas looked great yesterday, but they're not an overwhelming team. Their passing offense usually struggles mightily. I think they'll go 1-2. They could win Dallas, and everybody's going to be excited because they'll be 4-2, and then they'll go to New York, who they should beat.
You mean they'll go 1-1 in the next
game? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And then they'll face the Giants, and they'll lose. That's, or it'll be the other way around.
That's the way I feel.
They'll lose
unless
to Dallas,
they can
and they'll
figure
continue
out ways
to, every
to
other
score
week.
Points consistently, especially through the passing game, I think that they will go about 500 down the road.
Well, you'd hope they figure out the formula.
Because you're not going to be able to keep teams to 17 points every week.
Unless it's one of these high-powered offenses, they're going to be in dogfights in basically every game.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's
like. I feel like the Giant game probably will be a shootout, just the way the Giants have been playing offensively.
Right.
And you're going to have to score points. And, you know, who knows about the Cowboy game, but just unless they can find ways to really get the ball down the field and score in the 30s, that's the way I feel. I feel like they're going to be a 500 team.
I don't know if the Giants game comes to shootout. Didn't you just watch them? They scored, what, 13 in their last game?
Well, I know, but they just have weapons, and Eli's going to take chances, and, you know, they scored 31 the week before or whatever it was. I just feel like that game should be a high-scoring game.
800-636-1067 is the number. It is a victory Monday here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's go out to Mary. Mary, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Mary in Ashburn. How are you?
Hey. I think basically what you guys are saying in a roundabout way is that we're never going to be able to relax and enjoy a game and, like, say we have it in the bag in the third quarter because it's going to be just a fight to the end.
Well, unless you're playing the Cardinals.
Well, yeah, that's true. Maybe the Cardinals was the only exception, but we've already had that game. We've already done that. So I don't, you know, like then we played the Colts and we thought we were going to have an easy game in that one and we didn't. So
I may differ with Jason here in that. Remember early in the week, Jay Gruden, after they get smashed by New Orleans, was talking about kind of coming to a meeting of the minds with Alex Smith and figuring things out, that I think that it's possible that they figure things out. Look, the formula is for this team, balance, run the football with Adrian Peterson, and Alex has to use Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis.
Yep.
You're not going to do it throwing a ton of balls to the outside receivers. It's just not going to happen.
That's not the way this team's built.
So I think if they figure things out, look, they move the ball at times and just settle for field goals. So I think they may have games where they score more than, you know, 23 points. I don't think they're going to start lighting it up like the Chiefs
or
the Patriots did last night.
I know,
they
just got to prove it to me. That's all.
Yeah.
I think for the most...
Because there are going to be games that we've already seen it where Peterson's only going to have 25 yards rushing.
What I'm worried about,
how are you going to win that game?
Well, they're not going to win those games. The games where he goes for 15, 20, 25 yards, the Skins better hope there aren't a lot of those left in the tank because they're going to lose those games.
What I'm worried about, though, is the offensive line doesn't look very good. Running the football, fine. Mm-hmm. They're not protecting for Alex that great.
He was sacked three times, pressured a lot more. I'm not impressed with that offensive line.
Yeah, they haven't been great. I agree. I don't know what it is either. I mean, I know they've had a couple injuries and guys are playing injured, and but they're going to have to play much better down the stretch if they're going to try and win this division. But just sets up a really big game with the Cowboys next week.
Phone numbers.
It's just a big one. Cakes, that's a big game. It's a must-see TV.
Pretty damn big. Phone numbers 800-636-1067. We will hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock. John Keim from ESPN joins us. D'Angelo Hall at 8:20. He had a little one-on-one yesterday in postgame with Josh Norman. So we'll talk to D'Angelo Hall about that. Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter at 9. And we'll go around the NFL with Jason LaConfora from CBS. All right here on the Junkies. Yesterday at the Sports Junkies pregame show at Glory Days Grill in Manassas. So,
how good of a guest?
It's a caller.
Yeah, it's a listener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he comes up to us. We'd never met him before.
Oh, okay.
He's wearing a tank top. About 6'3 or 6'4, I would say. Jacked.
Jacked.
Like, he's super
just
ripped.
Wearing a tank top.
All right, showing
off
a tank
that he's jacked.
Hold on, I'm trying to think.
And he's got the guns. He comes with his two daughters.
Yeah.
Is it someone we talk to all the time?
Once a week. We talk to him once a week. And that was his clue. Like, he played it like it was a mystery game.
Yeah.
Who do we talk to once a week?
He kind of gave you a clue with the two daughters. It's not a great clue, but it gives a little bit of a hint.
Two of his daughters are part of his large family. And he calls
in. Oh, is it Jock?
Jock from Bristow.
Yes.
Really?
Really nice guy. His
so he's the one who's
great.
He's adopted like five kids.
Yes, correct.
Yes, he's a diehard fantasy football player.
Yeah. Okay.
Really nice, but I don't know that I'd even pictured him. He was just always Jock from Bristow. I never thought about it, but if I had pictured him, you know, the fact that he's a pastor, I wouldn't have thought of this like jacked athletic guy.
Drabby, had dreamy hair, like wavy, like movie star hair.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, nice guy. Super nice dude.
How was the turnout overall?
It was good.
That's our wheelhouse.
Like I've said before, Manassas is a junkie
Manassas,
stronghold.
Manassas, Springfield.
It's just a junkie stronghold. Yeah, has been for a long
Woodbridge.
Time. Woodbridge. Woodbridge. Yeah.
We're going to be out and about different Glory Days grills each week. This week we're going to be in Centerville. Also another wheelhouse location.
Yes.
So we'll be at Glory Days Grill in Centerville for the Junkies pregame show.
And again, Glory Days Grill, all they do is take amazing care of us every time we show up.
Now, Cakes did the bit where he got something to go.
I did.
But he got something to go that wouldn't have, you know, sat in the car well for an hour.
No, but again, our man Jim from Glory Days,
yes.
The big silly from Glory Days, it was the bacon, cheese, and ranch fries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got the fries?
But see, here's what he did, because he's smart, because he's a forward thinker. He gave me the fries in a pan by themselves,
right. Already
cooked. Then he gave the bacon and the cheese and the ranch in a side container as well. So I just put the fries in the oven, throw the cheese and the bacon on top, cook them for about 8 or 10 minutes. Perfect.
How good were they at
bacon
home?
Bacon cheese fries. How good were they? How good were they? They're french fries topped with cheese and bacon. And then you dip them in ranch.
Yeah. I mean, enough said, right?
They were amazing. So thank you again to Glory Days Grill. We're going to be there throughout the rest of
the year. How about the weather? Loving the weather.
Oh,
I mean,
falls,
I know it's raining
falls
today,
here.
But fall's here.
Fall's officially here.
I mean, I'd love, yesterday I walked in my house and it was 63 degrees in the house.
In your house.
So when do you turn on the heat?
I broke down and put the heat on last night.
You broke down.
You had
I
to
did.
Do it.
But I only put it to 69.
Mm.
Oh, it was so comfortable in my house last night. Did you put the heat on last night?
No, I think I still have the air conditioning on.
No, you don't.
It's on automatic.
Well, it's not coming on then.
It doesn't come on, but I put the air conditioning on. I just have it at 73 or 74.
Might have been a little chilly in
that's
your house.
That's too toasty.
Night.
74. I mean, that's just too warm.
But it's not 74. My point is the air conditioning is on at that level, so it would turn on if it ever got to 74.
It didn't get to 74.
But then the natural temperature in the house, I think when I left
it
this morning,
it was probably
in
the mid-60s.
Like, I think it was 69.
Yeah. I just love this weather, Cakesy.
Dude, they're going to be trick-or-treaters at your house in 2 weeks. Just
incredible.
Be ready. Just be prepared.
I know.
It's coming up. It's October 15th.
It's basically Christmas.
Do you have a lot of Ryans in your yard?
Leaves? No, I got a guy who comes over once a week. My man Nelson.
He comes over with his blower.
Nelson comes over with the blower. He cuts the grass, blows the leaves.
Yeah. It's a good move.
But I'm just loving the weather. Fall is here. Love it. best time
funny,
of the year.
I'd love to hear from some people who are at the game. It was pretty good weather to go to a Redskins game, and we saw some pictures of the field before the game, like a half hour before the game, nobody was in the stands. But on TV, you have no sense. Like on TV, they show the lower part of the lower bowl, which usually looks pretty good. What was the crowd like at the game?
We do have a man on the street here that was at the game. His name is Awad. We can get a report from him.
So it was pretty empty in the lower bowl, and I'm such a donk. I didn't realize that I thought we were booing, and it was the Panthers fans doing the Luke chant. Well, they were so much louder than us.
How many Panthers fans were there?
I mean, in my section, it was about 50%. I'd say in the stadium was probably like 35% Panthers fans.
How many empty seats? I feel bad for... Look, we met the new front office people.
Yeah, Brian and Steve. Brian LaFemina and
they're
Steve
Ziff.
But
there's
Ziffy.
There's a perception about the experience of going to FedEx Field. They're trying to change that. But the team also has to put some wins together. Like, Monday night didn't help. I felt like if they had pulled off a Monday night win, you'd have had some bandwagon fans, some excitement, and the stands would have been more full. How many, if you had to guess, just straight up guess, how many empty seats? Was it like the home opener?
I would say probably 15,000 empty seats.
I mean, according to ESPN.com, through three games, the Redskins have drawn 199,495 fans, an average of right around 66.5.
That's not bad.
That sounds probably, yeah. Sounds
that's right. An 81% capacity for FedEx
Field.
All
right, he said 15. Yeah. That sounds right.
That's not bad.
No, it's not terrible.
But, man, the pictures that we get right before the game, like some people take shots, literally 25 minutes before the game. I mean, it looked like nobody was there.
Mm-hmm.
What was the upper bowl like? Can you see the upper bowl?
Yeah, the upper bowl was definitely pretty empty for the first half of the first quarter. I mean, people start coming in there. But, I mean, at kickoff, there was a lot of, you could see yellow seats.
Did your pops more yellow?
Gold.
Come on, you're a Skins fan. What are you doing over there? Did you and Maury share a drink?
Yeah, we had a few.
As per tradition?
Yep.
Very good.
This is like a meaningless, goofy question, but it's always on my mind. Why are the seats painted like a weird pattern? Is it to disguise the look so it makes it look like there's people? Have you ever noticed that?
I think it breaks
up. That instead of like all yellow or gold,
yes,
there's gold and there's burgundy.
Yeah.
And there's not even like a real pattern.
I think it's to throw you off in case it's sparse attendance in that area for TV.
That's your theory.
That's strictly a working theory. I really
have you ever noticed that, Jason?
I haven't really.
Yeah, if they ever show the upper bowl, it's not just one color, but it's not like it's every other seat is gold. Mm-hmm. It's just weird patterns spread out.
I don't
it's almost
pay attention
random.
To the seats. I really don't.
It's not like the way Penn State stripes their stadium, where the whole section is white and the next whole section is blue.
JP, that's the club level, isn't it?
I think it is the club level.
Those might be personalized seats that people are like named after or whatever they call those things. I think.
But the licenses?
Yeah.
Well, look, it's Cowboys week, Dallas week. You're going to have your Dallas Cowboys
excited.
Fans there.
People are excited.
Yeah, people are into the it's Skins early, win man. At home.
They're excited
it's
for this
Redskins
big game.
It's a Redskins hangover.
Yeah.
You got to play the music.
It's a victory
buddies.
Monday. I mean, what are Skins fans doing?
It usually takes a couple hours.
It takes
hours.
A little while.
Yeah, it does.
You got to poke the bear a little bit.
People are still groggy.
Of course they're groggy. It's 6:30 in the morning. I'm groggy.
I got to tell you, 5 weeks in, 3-2. I'm really surprised at how effective Adrian Peterson's been. This is better than expected.
It's shocking.
Isn't it? Even though he's had two duds, he had a 20-yard game and he had a 6-yard game. Those are horrific. He's had almost three 100-yard games. 96, 97, and 120.
Is he better than you thought he would be?
Yes.
Because he's averaging 4.4 yards
per I didn't know what
carry.
To expect. I really didn't.
Look, for guy...
Because you didn't see him in the preseason.
For a guy that was on his couch, basically. Now, he was working out because he's obviously in great shape. He blew the Skins away at the workout. For a guy that was unemployed to come in through 5 weeks, he's the 15th leading rusher in the league? Of course you'll take that. You'll take that all day long.
And he's so much better than Rob Kelly and
Samaje.
Well, we knew that.
Is he the key to them winning? I heard Chris Russell talking about this last night. I was driving back from doing Redskins Overtime Live on NBC Sports Washington. Chris Russell was talking to LeVar Arrington, and Chris Russell was going off. And He really wanted to pound home, I thought, that the special teams was the biggest factor. And special teams played well. They forced a turnover. Next play, touchdown to Vernon Davis. They also had four punts inside the 20. So field position was good. And then Hopkins hits a 56-yarder. He was perfect. So special teams is a big factor. Mm. But to me, the biggest factor, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, what's the biggest factor of the Redskins winning? It's getting Adrian Peterson going, because then the offense has a chance.
Yeah, I would agree. Look, he's got 339 yards. He's averaging 4.5 per. He has had a couple of dud games. My question is, has he been a huge factor? Obviously. My question is, can this team win a game, 34-31, where Peterson rushes for like 43 yards?
I don't know if they're
built that
way.
Right?
I don't know if they can.
Now, maybe they can if Peterson rushes for a 115. Now, they haven't really proven that yet, but they're going to have games where they score in the passing game, and so far they're not doing that. Now, maybe this is just the type of team they are, where if Peterson goes from 90 to 100, they're going to win games ugly like this.
You need more out of Alex Smith going forward. I mean, he's got 6 touchdown passes through 5 games in an era where it's never been easier to throw touchdown passes in the NFL.
So although you'd rather have him than Marcus Mariota right now.
That's true.
That's an ugly, that's a gross offense.
I'm shocked at how bad that offense is.
That's why I can't believe, that's the one of the worst losses of the year where the Eagles lost to Tennessee.
Yeah. Mariota sacked 11 times.
That's your schizophrenic NFL right there.
Kind of. But what's not schizophrenic is Tennessee's offense. They're weakly horrible.
That you can bank on.
Horrible.
They're putrid.
What do you think is the biggest factor, Cakes? And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, was it special teams for the win? Is it AP? Or I'm kind of ignoring the defense.
I think it's the defense.
Defense bottles them to 17 points.
If you have a team like the Panthers coming in that's routinely putting 30 on the board outside of their dud opening week against Dallas, and that was, Dallas is a team that they want to slow you down. You're not going to get a lot of possessions against them. I think they scored 16 in that opening week win. They're up in the 30s. They're scoring points. And the Redskins are able to hold them to season lows from McCaffrey on yardage. They hold him to 17 points. That's an impressive performance.
They
by
held
the
Christian McCaffrey
defense
to 66 total yards.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
27
a good job.
Below his lowest output this season.
I was going to say, it's had to be his
lowest,
low.
And it wasn't even close.
Right.
We did over-under, and we set over-under on Christian McCaffrey at 110 yards.
Oh, and I couldn't wait to point over. I just figured he's going to have 130 yards.
The Panthers did give the ball to the Skins 3 times.
Yes.
All right, so, that could have been 10 minutes of actual, possession time that the Carolina Panthers would have had that they didn't. So who knows what the overall numbers would have been. So if you cause 3 turnovers in the NFL and you're not giving the ball back to the other team, you should win the game.
Now, it could be totally weird. Like, next week, even though they looked solid this week against the Panthers, they could let Dallas score 30 on them. I don't know what to expect out of this team on a week-to-week basis. I just don't. Just because they won this week and were impressive at home doesn't mean that's going to carry over into next week.
They do a pretty good job containing running games. You give up only 81 yards rushing to the Carolina Panthers, who use a quarterback who can run the football.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Cam shies away from contact. It's not like they don't design plays for Cam. They design plays for Cam to go. It's mm-hmm. not like he's just scrambling because he's pressured.
Oh, yeah.
And they contain it for the most part.
Yeah, and they should. If they win the next 2.
Oh, this town's going to be
5-2.
They're going to the playoffs.
Probably.
That's a little bit early to say that.
I'm just going to go out there. If they are 5-2, they're going to go to the playoffs.
If they're 5-2, the chances are good.
But I don't think they're going to be 5-2.
Dallas at home, and then they go on the road against the Giants, who some people believe should tank the rest of the way to secure a quarterback for next season.
I think somehow they're going
to
drop one of these.
I don't think the Giants have to tank to secure a top quarterback.
Yeah, they can't help it.
I think they just have to go out and play their normal game, they're going to tank.
Although the Giants, look how well they played in the Panther game.
Right.
And Gano kicked the 63-yarder to beat them.
He saved them.
Let's go to the phones.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Oscar in D.C. What's up, Oscar? You're on with the Junks on a Victory Monday.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I really got to give credit to the defense. Unfortunately for me, it feels like every time the Redskins do get a W, we just score as much as we can, and then we try to sit on that lead for as long as possible. A lot of teams are coming back on us in the second half. As far as next week for Dallas, I'm extremely worried. The last 4 games that we've played, it's kind of been one of those games where we're only kicking field goals and Dallas is up by 10 points. And then somehow we, as fans, think we could come back. And then they just put the last nail in the coffin on us in the fourth quarter. And I'm looking forward to SmackDown 1000 tomorrow. Let's go, DC.
All right, thanks for the call, Oscar. Appreciate it. I don't think that they were just necessarily sitting on the lead yesterday. I think Jay Gruden was trying to get them down the field to score a touchdown in the red zone. They're just not that good on offense.
Right, it's not possible for them to do it.
Yeah, they're just not. They're not that proficient offensively where they can consistently have long, sustained drives that end in touchdowns.
Now, like you said, having a couple of those guys out certainly affected their offense. I mean, not having Thompson and Crowder certainly affects them.
And Gruden talked about it. They had, at times, protection issues. They had penalties.
But you're not going to have every guy for every week. You still got to – other guys got to step up. You got to find ways to move the ball.
Yep. All right, the phone lines are starting. People are starting to wake up, Jason.
Very good.
Good.
We'll come back, take your calls. It is a Victory Monday, 800-636-1067. Remember, later in the show, D'Angelo Hall will fill us in on Josh Norman, who actually had a big response to a week of drama with an interception and a forced fumble. He'll join us at 8:20 here on the Junkies. DC Sports Washington talking about the Redskins' win over Carolina. Keeps them atop the NFC East. Taking your calls now at 800-636-1067. Let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to Charlie in Newport News. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, Junks. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Chuck?
Charlie?
It's a great victory morning today. I had picked the Redskins by four, but they did a little bit better than I expected. AP ran well, our running game, and our defense did good. Josh Norman showed up, thank God. He's been killing me. The special teams have been played really good, and we were down two players, Thompson and Crowder, and that hurt us our offense a little bit.
In a weird way, I almost felt like no Chris Thompson would benefit them, that they would actually throw the ball downfield. That he's just so quick to throw that check down to Chris Thompson.
I don't think it benefits them to be down Thompson.
I know overall. He's arguably been their offensive MVP the last couple seasons when he's on the field. But I like the fact that they threw downfield to Vernon Davis a couple times, key third downs to Jordan Reed, to even to Brian Quick.
That's right. Hey, guys are down. Somebody's got to step in.
Did Quick get a catch?
Pick up
the
slack.
He had one third down conversion.
I missed that one.
Let's go to Albert in Nellisford. What's up, Albert? How are you? Good morning. You're on the Junks.
Good morning, Junkies. How you guys doing?
Hello. Hey, man. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man. It's a great Monday. You know, always a great Monday after a win. You know, these guys could have just stuck it in the tank and said the hell with it and went on about their way for the rest of the season and went through the motions. They picked themselves up and got back up off the mat, so to speak, this week. And it's a great win. One of the plays I think that's getting overlooked that was huge for me was Trent Williams recovering that fumble and advancing in 8 yards for to set up that field goal. If they don't get that field goal, it's only a field goal game at the end, and all Cam's got to do is get a field goal, and they're going to OT, and it could be a different outcome.
Great
this
awareness by Trent.
That was a huge play.
No, you're right. You're right.
And, you know, in our offense, man, I still think they're getting cohesiveness as a unit together. But it could be a lot worse. We could be the Raiders or the 49ers. So, hail to the Redskins. We'll keep on moving on, and let's see what the season holds, guys.
Now, next week against the Cowboys, I don't think you're going to have to score mid-30s to beat them. Who knows? I could be wrong. But I think that could be a low-scoring, ugly game just based on the limits that the Cowboys offense has.
I would be shocked if you saw the same sort of offensive explosion from the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks as they had against Jacksonville.
He's right about the Raiders.
Yeah.
Man, remember when Derek Carr was good? What happened?
You know what happened? John Gruden happened.
A prehistoric offense?
Yeah, an old Stone Age offense by a guy who doesn't even know what analytics means.
And some teams just don't want to go to London. They just never want to be there.
Yeah, but you know what?
You could tell the Raiders did not want to be there.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure the Seahawks didn't want to go to London either.
No, you're right.
But they came out swinging, and the Raiders had nothing to show for it. Nothing to answer.
It seems like the fans over there in London, there have been some decent games over there, but for the most part, 75% of those games just suck.
Yeah, there were
I'd like to see the I'd like to see the list of scores in all of those games. Was that Wembley? Where did they play it?
Not sure.
Okay, wherever it was. I'd like
probably
to see the list
Wembley.
Of scores of all the games played over there.
Yeah. Do they even want to watch football? Do they even know what's going on? In the Cowboys game, I guess Conor McGregor was there, right?
Yep.
Did you see him trying to throw a football? Looks like he's never seen a football in his life. He didn't hold it by the laces. He just like held it by the middle. He had no clue what he was doing.
They get exposed to football only when we bring it over there. How else would they
Why
know
about
it? Why
are we force-feeding it on them?
Because
they care about Manchester United and Manchester City and all those teams.
No, it was a rowdy crowd yesterday. It was awesome. Was it? Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm a Seahawks fan, so it was a fun game to watch for me. We pummeled the Raiders. Could have beat them 40-3.
Just punked them.
And does Derek Carr throw the ball beyond 5 yards ever?
Well, he's got the worst offensive line in the league, so he's got no time. They're all injured.
Here are the last 2 years. All right, played in London.
Lots of Jags games.
The Jags beat the Ravens 44-7.
Okay.
All right. The Saints beat the Dolphins 20-0.
Yeah. I remember watching that game. I believe Jay Cutler started that game.
I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
Ugliness.
You can't make this stuff up. The Rams beat the Cardinals 33-0.
Yeah.
All right. The Vikings beat the Browns 33-16. The Pats beat the Raiders. Now, this game was played in Mexico City. The Pats beat the Raiders 33-8.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, obviously.
The Raiders are creating a tradition of just going to foreign countries and getting drunk.
I mean, these international games are god-awful.
They're a farce.
They are awful.
That's what it looks like. 800-636-1067 is the number on a Victory Monday here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to Jimmy in Winchester. What's up, Jimmy? You're on with the Junks.
Jimmy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
I want to say that when AP gets the ball on first down, mm-hmm. it's more successful with them because that way they can do the short passes like Alex Smith is really good at. You know, throw it to Jordan Reed on second down or a Dotson. Like, I was surprised Dotson had 3 quick catches for 20 yards, but at least that's for something.
Right. No, you're right. Look, they need to get the running game going, and on first down, when they make it second and manageable, third and short, they're far better off. That's why they're able to convert and move the ball when they did move the ball.
Just not exciting to watch.
It is a boring offense. I mean, but look, it got the job done.
It's like watching Northwestern play.
It got the job done yesterday. It's all they needed.
Yeah. Me and Northwestern, I think, moved the ball a ton this past weekend.
I'm just saying, mostly, that's the way they play.
Good job by Scott Frost so far in Nebraska. Yeah. Not working out so well early.
They're getting better. They'll get better.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to James in Alexandria. What's up, James?
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Not too bad. It's an ugly Monday after a wonderful victory.
Definitely a victory Monday.
What do you think was the key to the Redskins' win?
I think the defense holding them, keeping them from scoring.
Creating the turnovers.
At the end.
Creating the turnovers, too. Huge.
How could the defense be so decent and then look so woeful on Monday night against the Saints? It's just that what I said, and I was sitting there with Santana Moss yesterday and Travis Thomas, is that like Drew Brees, just it's a 3-step drop and it's out. And Cam he didn't play well overall, but it takes a lot longer. Like his delivery, his drop back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that gives the Redskins defense a shot because they can't get to the quarterback when quarterbacks get rid of the ball quick. They can't really get to the quarterback even when they get the ball slow, but there's no disruption.
Cam Newton takes forever to throw a ball.
Yep. Yeah. It does take a while.
He's got such a long windup. I mean, he just takes forever and he's not accurate. So you ask why they can look so bad. Well, first of all, you're playing a much better team, right? You're on the road. You're playing against a Hall of Fame quarterback. They didn't turn the ball over. Yeah, there's just a lot of different factors. You expected the Redskins to come out and play much better than they did last week.
I thought the defense would play better, though, against New Orleans.
Yeah, well, they didn't come to play.
But the big question mark is now, can they sustain it and do it 2 weeks in a row? That's the secret sauce, and we don't know if Jay Gruden
has. Based on Gruden's past, the answer would be no.
Yeah, so I guess just going in blind, I'm going to pick Dallas to beat the Skins next week.
And so far this season, they've won every other week.
Yeah, that's what they do. Let's go to Mark in McLean. Mark, what's up? You're on with the Jux. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Good. Good. Hey, listen, I'm going to club the defense. I mean, you guys ought to answer your own question there, Ricky. The team isn't any good. Carolina's nowhere near as good as the Saints. And the Redskins' defense, even though they get credit on the turnovers, they allowed Cam Newton a lot of time to throw the ball, and he just didn't perform. Next week, that's going to be a killer. Thanks for your time, guys.
Yep. Well, there's no question that they give quarterbacks a lot of time. They're not getting to the quarterback, but I got to give the defense some credit. 17 points, forced some turnovers, held the number one rushing offense, who was averaging over 150 yards rushing, to 81 yards. So they did some good things. They have to figure out getting to the quarterback,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they were coming after Cam.
I mean, would
a
you
bit
predict it? I think
in the
Kerrigan,
fourth quarter.
Does Kerrigan have one sack this year?
Maybe.
I mean,
I haven't
no
heard
way
his
you
name
would
called.
Predicted 5 games in that Ryan Kerrigan would have one sack.
Yeah, but again, I don't base it all on sacks. If they're getting to the quarterback and rushing them and causing some havoc back there, forcing quarterbacks to throw it a little sooner, I give him credit for that. But yeah, I mean, he's not bringing the quarterback down. But they got to find ways to get to the quarterback. They also have to find ways offensively to score points in the passing game.
Absolutely. That's one of the top priorities. Because yeah, you can't keep
it's just an offensive league.
Yep.
And that's what I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it if you're Jay Gruden. I'm sure they're trying, but yesterday was just anemic.
Let's go to James in Richmond. What's up, James? You're on with the Junks on a Victory Monday.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was thinking, man, next week when we play Dallas, we have to make sure that we run that ball. I don't want us to be as predictable as Jason Garrett is because they run on first down every game, first down every time they got the ball. But we got to get that running game going. We got to be able to do those play actions with Alex Smith. And I think the real reason why we lost the Saints game is because Jay went in there. He wanted to get in the shootout with them, and he gave – Drew Brees, too many opportunities. You can't give a Hall of Fame quarterback that many opportunities to have your defense on the field that often. I mean, he's going to pick you apart sooner or later, and that's what he did. But AP is the reason we win those games. And Jay just got to realize he can't try to make quarterbacks look like Joe Montana. He just got to play within himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, good call, man.
It may be too simplistic, but 3 wins, Adrian Peterson's gone for 96, 120, and 97 yards.
Yeah.
2 losses, he's gone for 20. And 6.
Right, it's pretty simple to figure out. As AP goes, the Skins go. I mean, if he has 80 to 100 next week against the Cowboys, good chance the Skins find a way to win at home.
And I don't know
that
Jay Gruden himself was trying to give Drew Brees more chances. It's not his fault. The guys were committing penalties when they actually would have had stops on the field.
Or the guys were wide open, too.
Yeah. Right.
It was his blown fault. Coverages.
Look, clearly he was Rick bitter at Josh Norman. That Josh Norman blew a coverage, and at halftime he's giving a speech, and Josh Norman has his cans on.
Oh, salty.
We learned that this
salty
weekend.
Salty dog.
Well, you know what? Give Norman credit. He played much better.
Yep. Let's go quickly to Dominic in Manassas. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, guys. You know, let me preface this by saying I totally agree that the NFL shouldn't be, like, playing games in England or in Europe. It's an American league, and in a way it's a slap in the face to the fans here. But I will say, you know, my parents have a house in Italy, and I, you know, so I've been in and around Europe, you know, here and there over the years. And I will say the NFL is more popular there than people would think. And from my own experience, I've noticed that the three, like, teams that are the most popular across the continent are the 49ers, the Raiders, and of all teams, the Redskins.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I was just in Italy, and I don't think anybody knew anything about the NFL.
They probably didn't.
But maybe that was just the people that I came across.
The Redskins played against the Bengals over there a few years ago, right?
Correct.
Is that the only time they've ever played there?
They tie in that? Was that a tie?
It was a tie because
tie?
Hopkins missed the kick. He missed the layup.
Oh, what a terrible, ugly game.
Hey, but he hit a silly 56-yarder yesterday.
He was good yesterday.
All right, coming up next, as we do each morning at 7, we hit the Skins. John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. We'll fill us in. Remember, D'Angelo Hall joins us at 8:20 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.